In Northwest News from KNKX, election results will be certified on Saturday, November 30th. On the Seattle City Council, there are some new members who won their elections despite a $1 million donation from Amazon that benefited their opponents. The controversial donation was made to the Political Action Committee, sponsored by the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. So how does the chamber plan to work with the new council? We sat down with the chamber's president and CEO, Marilyn Strickland, who's also the former mayor of Tacoma. Marilyn, what is the chamber's reaction to the outcome of the election?
So I don't think it is a surprise to anyone to say that we're disappointed that only two of our endorsed candidates moved ahead and became elected. But I think it's really important to note a few things. Both Dan Strauss and Andrew Lewis, who we did not endorse, actually sought our endorsement during the whole endorsement process. And so, you know, I think there's this idea that there's this impenetrable majority of six and they're just going to run wild and do everything that's anti-business. And I don't believe that, and I'll tell you why. There's a difference between lofty, soaring campaign rhetoric and then the actual work of governing. And the expectation, regardless of who's in office, is that the work needs to be done.
We'll get into the reality of holding office and the relationship the chamber plans to have with the new council. But I wanted to step back and just ask about the Amazon donation. The candidates who did benefit from the donation to the chamber's PAC have said it hurt their campaigns and definitely was a distraction. It certainly generated national attention with presidential candidates Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders saying Amazon was trying to buy the election. I wanted to get your reaction. How did you view that donation?
Right. Well, you know, when you think about the fact that it requires a lot of money to win elections, you say to yourself, well, that's a good thing, especially when you have candidates who are running who have no name ID and who are running against, you know, incumbents who are successful, who've run two cycles. And so, you know, the initial reaction is like, oh, good, we need the resources. But I think the challenge came was that, you know, we were very disciplined about our messaging. This was about neighborhoods. It was about accountability. It was about issues that weren't being resolved. And once that money came in and headlines took over, it became a national issue and our messaging got a bit lost in the fray. But at the same time, you know, there's an understanding that you need money to win campaigns because that's the system that we're in right now.
How did the Amazon donation come about?
You know, we have a large group of members and we have a political action committee called CASE, the Civic Alliance for a Sound Economy, and we ask people to donate. And so Amazon decided they wanted to step up and they wanted to increase their civic engagement. And I want to remind folks, too, that playing in this city council race is not the only civic engagement that Amazon's been involved in because they were criticized a few years ago for not really doing much in Seattle. This was just another step they took, but it was a big one that just overtook the headlines.
Speaking to the issues that are before the new council and really before the city, what is the chamber's role in working with the new council?
I mean, I would say our role has not changed. The business community, in all of its diversity, because we're not a monolith, you know, we are an important partner when it comes to civic engagement. We have to be at the table because we have expertise. We have a wide variety of constituents that we represent. We can help provide solutions. And so looking at what happens beyond the election, I believe that every person who runs for office and gets elected, for the most part, wants to do good work and they want to solve problems. And so giving people the benefit of the doubt and saying to all the elected officials, we are here as a willing partner. Let's sit down. Let's work together. That's what we have to do next because government alone can't solve the problems. And this idea that we have to be divided or vilifying each other, that doesn't move a community forward. The problems are too profound.
What are the biggest problems in the chamber's view, in your view, before the city right now?
The homelessness and the suffering that you see on the streets is a big deal. Transportation, as you know, is a regional issue. And then just really doing what we can to make sure that this booming economy that exists in the metropolitan Seattle area is one that benefits all communities because we know, quite honestly, it doesn't right now. We need leadership and we need people to understand the difference between campaigning and the actual hard work of governing.
Marilyn, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Marilyn Strickland is the former mayor of Tacoma and the current president and CEO of the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kirsten Kendrick, KNKX News.